Welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here on Zoom with Joe.
Hello.
And Hevs.
Hi, everybody.
I like how I feel like I have to tell them we're on Zoom. Like, they can't automatically tell by worse audio quality and weird pauses.
And the fact that we have to rush for time.
Exactly. So, speaking of, we'll get right into discussing season 4, episode 17, Spider Hunt, as soon as we pass around the feeling stick. Joe, nothing?
Nothing this week.
Kev's a short feeling stick?
Just really short feeling sticks. First of all.
Plural?
What?
Plural?
You know, just really quick. On HBO, they are now showing my favorite movie from my favorite book, Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood. And my favorite actress is the star. So be sure to check that out. I'm sure you guys were always like, what's Heather's favorite movie? And then on Abbott Elementary, on the second to last episode, the principal is trying to defend her job before the school board. And she says, you give me hors d'oeuvre money and I turn it into a charcuterie experience.
She did say that. I thought of you when that happened.
So funny. And then last but certainly not least, I was organizing old photos and I realized that I had a picture of my dog who's in heaven now, Slippers, in a teacup.
And you shared it on your social.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, maybe you just texted it to me and Mom.
Yeah, I texted it to you. And so it was like a big teacup because it was an Easter thing. So anyway, if you guys want to see it, contact my sister. She'll get that to you.
Yeah, because I saved it. Let's get into the episode. The Netflix description of season 4, episode 17, Spider Hunt is Schmidt's fear of spiders forces everyone in the loft to hunt down an 8-legged visitor. Coach tries to compose an email asking May on a date. Joe, what is your Joflix description?
So I kind of like the Netflix decision, so I'm going to stay with that today.
Well, I don't know if that's true or just a lack of commitment to the segment.
Oh, it's a Netflix / Joflix description.
All right. I like how we're moving along.
Yeah.
Guest stars from this episode include no one because any guest stars we've already discussed. And it is one of the rare cases where the entire gang, except for Cece at the start, but the entire gang is in one building the whole entire episode. But it's not one of my favorites, so it breaks my favorite formula.
Yeah.
May's not a guest star.
What, Joe?
May's not a guest star.
Well, May's not in the episode, so no.
Oh.
Fawn Moscato's in the episode, but we only talk about the guest star when it's the first time they've been on.
Okay.
Welcome to our podcast.
I'm thinking of the next episode.
Oh, okay. We'll discuss that one next week. So this show opens in the kitchen and Nick's making, quote, the sauce for a midnight fondue date that Schmidt is having with Fawn Moscato. Cece is not answering any of Jess's texts she's sharing with the group. Winston's in his room on the phone with Cece. She's saying she doesn't want Jess to know she has she's feelings again for Schmidt because she'll just try to get involved. And no matter what, she can't find out. And Winston's like, okay, I won't tell her, but I'm not a slick man, which is true.
Oh, very.
Then while they're in the kitchen, Schmidt ends up with a spider on his pants. Jess tells him he completely freaks out. Nick says, why would you tell him he freaks out like an elephant seeing a mouse in a cartoon? Coach points out, very weird for Coach to be so aware, that that's a gay stereotype they tried to sneak by us and does an impersonation. And that's when they decide they have to have a spider hunt because Schmidt's on the table screaming and everyone agrees finally that Fawn can't see him like this. So they're doing the spider hunt. I have a similar reaction to spiders. What about you guys?
No, but I have it to lizards, possums, and above all, mosquitoes.
Joe, you do okay with spiders. It's bees you're afraid of because you're allergic.
Yeah, but I don't like spiders either.
Yeah, no one really does. So Coach is trying to compose his email to May during the spider hunt when Cece finally calls Jess and Jess convinces her to come over. Winston asks what's going on and that he supports Cece's decision to come over. Jess picks up on him acting weird. And she says, is she mad at me? And he says, no, it's the opposite. And that's when Jess is like, oh, so she likes somebody in the loft, which simple math would indicate if Winston's the one telling you and Nick's your ex-boyfriend, probs Schmidt, but we'll see what happens.
And she's dated Schmidt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Cece gets there and they're forming teams, and Winston's trying really hard to get on Cece's team. But he doesn't, because Jess sets it up different. And Winston says to Nick, what do you think the girls are talking about? And Nick says, a popcorn machine. Cece won't leave me alone about it. I think she's trying to fill some sort of void. An important note for later on in the episode.
Yes.
Coach and Schmidt are partners, and Schmidt wants to get on Coach's shoulders. And he says, that's a once a year thing. You already did it when we were a 10-foot Ralph Macchio. Funny, because they're on Netflix, and so is Cobra Kai.
I wrote the same thing down.
It's such a random thing, though, at the time.
I know, but they do random stuff and make it funny.
So then Schmidt gives Coach some advice about an email of saying, play your words, yam and may, being, you know, the same thing backwards, and some unimpressive romantic advice, in my opinion. So Cece,
me so Ernie.
Yes, his email is me so Ernie. Yeah, I thought I put that. Oh, that comes out later. Yeah, we don't see it yet.
It does.
Yeah. So Cece's talking about the popcorn machine nonstop to Jess because she's so nervous. She doesn't want her to find anything out. And Jess goes, do you like someone? And I love how Cece goes, Winston. Like, it's such disgust.
And Jess says, Mr. Cat Fancy?
Was that scene?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Mr. Okay. Cat Fancy would be Winston.
Right, yeah. So that happens in another scene. So Cece doesn't want to tell her because she said you'll get too involved and, you know, you won't just let it be. I know you'd do anything for me. Please don't. We don't want to talk about it. And Jess yells, new team! So she could switch to try and figure it out. So now Jess
never respects Cece's boundaries.
She really doesn't. Yeah. With the best of intentions, but it's still wrong.
Right.
So now Jess and Winston are on a team, and she's like, you need to tell me. And then he says that she likes me, and they both start laughing because Jess is like not believing even for a second. And so is Winston, that Cece would like Winston, which makes me feel bad.
I know. Why wouldn't you like Winston is the question.
At the same time, Nick and Cece are partners now, and she's tasting the sauce, which at this point in the episode, we've seen him put mayonnaise, I think maybe mustard, and sprinkles in the sauce. And he's stirring with it what looks like the stick he uses to fix the drain in the kitchen. So Cece tastes it and says it tastes terrible. It's so gross. She looks like she's crying. Jess sees this interaction and deduces that Cece must have a crush on Nick. And that's why she didn't want to tell her, because they dated before and she was afraid that Jess would react poorly to it. So Winston brings Jess into the room and she says, quote, I feel like Brenda when Dylan dated Kelly. And Winston's real confused about the characters. And he's like, was one of theirs nicknamed the Peach Pit?
Yeah.
That was the restroom.
Joe, you watched 90210?
Yep.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, that was back when you just had three networks.
Well, you still pay for TV.
It was.
Yeah.
ABC, yeah. CBS, and NBC, and that's it.
Which one was 90210 on?
Fox.
I was asking
ABC.
Joe.
ABC.
Anyways, so Cece and Nick are talking, and he's like, are you going to try and talk to me about the popcorn machine again? And she says, no, I've given up. I'm over it. Jess is back in the room, still upset. And Winston said that he knows that she shouldn't go talk to anyone about it. She needs to just keep it to herself because he knows that Nick doesn't want to hook up with Cece, because Winston said that Nick said, quote, Cece ugly. She looked like a dang old meatball with hair. Classic Winston, to which Jess replies by yelling, new teams. So now Jess is with Nick and she says, Cece's so great and she has so much to offer. And I don't remember what Nick says, but he's like, one of our finest. Or did anyone write that down?
No.
And then they have a conversation where Nick's like, I can't believe she sent you to talk to me about this, thinking it's about the popcorn machine. Jess thinks that he's admitting that he knows Cece likes her. I'm not going to go deep into the details of the conversation, but obviously it's a big misunderstanding where Nick's talking about how gross and disgusting cleaning out a popcorn machine is, and Jess is thinking he's talking about Cece and like parts of her body. And I find it, it was in poor taste, in my opinion. Heather, I bet you agree.
No, I was laughing hysterically.
You're such a prude. I can't believe you don't agree with me.
Because the way they made it fit with
I figured you wouldn't even get the joke.
What?
I figured you wouldn't even get the joke.
No, I actually got it.
Joe, did you think it was in poor taste? You thought it was funny too?
I thought it was funny.
Okay. I'm alone in this, and I thought for sure you'd be with me, Hebs. So while that's going on, Schmidt grabs the glass grapes that are in the loft and says, like, what are these? And everyone's like, those are glass grapes. They bring the room together. What? And then they start discussing the room when Jess gets, the conversation gets too graphic and Jess is getting really frustrated. So she yells, new teams. And Cece and Nick are put on a team, shoved into Jess's room where she plays her quote, get frisky playlist. No one can resist this and yells, I support it. And before we hear more on that, we see coach's email is owlmisoernie@whatever.com. Schmidt's in charge of stirring the sauce. And when he goes to the drawer to get something, he sees the spider, but everyone's too distracted arguing and stuff to help him. Were you going to say something, Heather?
Yeah, and coach was writing, whom may concern, M-A-E.
Yes, he was. So Nick comes out and says, fine, we'll rent a popcorn machine. Oh my gosh, totally disgusted, thinking Jess is still discussing it. And that's when, in the middle of all that, and Cece and Jess are like, you know, Cece's coming out, like, what are you talking about? What do you think was happening? Schmidt starts hitting the entire counter, trying to get the spider, and ends up hitting, I like calling him Ernie now, but coach's laptop so many times it sends all 15 drafts of his email to May. Embarrassing. What, Heather?
We've all been there.
I've definitely never sent 15 emails to someone.
But you know what I mean.
An embarrassing text.
Yeah.
So the spider ends up on Schmidt's face. Cece and Jess are in the room discussing how it's Schmidt, and Jess promises not to tell. Schmidt sees the spider in the grape's reflection, so it looks like 1,000 spiders. And he's freaking out right as Fawn arrives, walks up, just smacks him in the face and gets it. And hold on a second here. So that's when Jess says, she wants to make a plan. She has to figure something out. And Cece's like, he has a girlfriend. Let it be. I just need you to be there and hold my hand. And Jess is like, but I really want to do something. They go on to have dinner, the whole gang, and it's actually really good. And Ernie, I keep calling him Ernie, and coach gets a reply from May that says she appreciates the effort and she does want to go out with him now. When Schmidt does a toast to Fawn and Jess holds Cece's hand during it. And I love how Winston reaches over and slowly puts his hand on top of theirs.
But did anyone besides me notice the ridiculously huge, not one, but two glass bowls of bread?
I did. And I remember thinking, I can see Nick being like, I make the sauce. I don't see him remembering to get bread, but probably Schmidt was in charge of the bread.
But yeah, but one of those would have been too much.
Yeah, that was not a big enough group for that much bread. Did you think that was weird, Joe? You're a food and beverage guy.
That's a lot of bread.
Yep. So then the episode ends with a flashback to the 10-foot Ralph Macchio thing. And that is it. We're making excellent time on Zoom to move into Jess look. We'll start with Joe because he loves fashion. Favorite Jess look?
She had the same dress on the whole time.
I don't think she was in a dress, but she was in the same outfit.
The same outfit. The same outfit, I mean. Yeah.
I wrote down that I really liked her hair, the way it was like pinned back. You too, Heather?
See, well, I didn't like the outfit, so that was all I could put.
Did they ever show her whole outfit?
It was just like an ugly light brown sweater.
I thought it was gray. That's weird.
And then for the people, or tan, for the people who watch the show for the fashion, what a downer that episode was.
Well, it's interesting because it brings us to best dressed, and I actually put Cece because for some reason she's looked extra beautiful to me in this episode, and I really like that kind of orangish color on her. I never pick her for best dressed a lot. They put her in some odd stuff, I think. Joe, who's your best dressed?
Well, I don't think anybody stands out in this episode.
That's fair.
Because you can't see Nick. He's always behind the pot.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Winston had on, a green shirt or something.
Heather?
Oh, mine. Well, I thought that everybody was going to do the 10-foot Ralph Macchio costume, but I guess not. So my other one was Fawn, but not her outfit. But I loved that purse briefcase combination that she had. I just thought it was so classy and nice.
Nice. Good catch.
Thank you. Did you guys like that?
I don't remember it. But Fawn, like I've said before, they do an excellent job dressing Fawn in a realistic way for a council. Totally. Yeah. That brings us to favorite Schmidt moment. Hevs, you love Schmidt, so why don't you kick it off?
When he's like screaming all those hilarious insults at the dead spider, and Fawn's like, great job telling off a dead spider.
I literally wrote the spider burn at the end.
You did? Like,
that's a fabulous burn against a dead spider. You're done now or whatever. And we have zero on the jar count. Joe, what was your favorite Schmidt moment?
I would say when Schmidt was, he saw it in the drawer.
And he was like freaking out alone.
Yeah. And the high-pitched scream at the end.
Yeah, he did a good job of overreacting to the spider the whole episode for sure.
Yeah.
The exterminator wouldn't have blocked all the rest of them.
Yeah, that was funny. Well, first of all, you don't call an exterminator because you have one spider in your house. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
And they don't block customers.
No. They would be making so much money off of them. Exactly. Although I have the kind of service where I pay them once a month, no matter how many times I have them out. So I could see in that situation where they'd be
you're
taking advantage. So that brings us to favorite funniest moment overall. Heather, why don't you kick things off?
Well, the popcorn scene was the funniest. But
still cracking you up, apparently.
Yes, but so that was funniest, but my favorite, oh my god, the hands under the table.
Right, totally.
I thought I was gonna cry, but I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, Winston tries so hard to be friends with Cece, even though she fights it, and he was in on that with them, and it's just so awkward and funny. I actually wrote down my favorite funniest moment was literally everything Winston.
Was that a Winston and Cece classic mess around?
No.
Because they were like fine together.
Him trying to protect her. But it just is, you know, he's so sweet because he knows how she feels. She noticed it. He's on the phone. He said to her, like, something was a police word that was just like a basic word. It's just a great Winston episode, I think. Joe, what was your favorite or funniest moment overall?
Probably when you realize that, like, even though Schmidt was freaking out about the spider, everyone else was going on their own way. Like, Nick was still stirring his pot.
Yeah.
Coach is still on the thing.
Yeah.
Winston's still talking about Cece like in Schmidt. And all this chaos or non-chaos around Schmidt, and he's creating his own chaos.
I love that because you're so right, because Coach was not going to stop writing that. And I thought it was so funny because even before, the first time I watched it, I didn't know he'd end up sending all the emails to me, but I thought this just seems like a bad idea when people are smashing things and jarring things and running around. And I never carry my laptop from room to room open. Like, I try to be real careful of it. So he kind of got what he was asking for. Got
spilled on that.
What's that?
The sauce could have gotten spilled on it.
That sauce looks disgusting. I like when he was tearing up pieces of bologna. And he's like, that's how it got the name bolognese. I'm like, that's not even what you're making.
And the squeeze thing of mayonnaise.
Oh, but the eye contact, how he wouldn't look at the mayonnaise. He just kept looking at him. So gross. So that brings us to Honey Roast Award for the best character performance in this episode. Joe, who or what gets your Honey Roast this week?
I would say I'd have to say Schmidt. Because it was geared all around him. Although I think Winston did a good job, but Schmidt was probably the funniest. Although I did like Nick and Jess's conversation where he thought something else than what she did, you know?
When they're talking about the popcorn machine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Heather, who gets your honey roast? Who or what? Excuse me.
Well, I have two. So for my human honey roast, it goes to Fawn Moscato, because even though she had such a tiny, like, part of basically just one or two scenes, she left a big impression.
Right.
So good job, Fawn Moscato. And then for my object honey roast, the popcorn machine.
Ah, well played. Well played.
There.
I picked the sauce as my honey roast, because watching him put sprinkles in it was gross but funny. And the fact that like Joe doesn't like to cook a lot necessarily, but he does have like one or two things that he gets particularly excited about that he thinks he's really good at, or he is really good at. That came out wrong. And so what's that?
He's the master of the grill.
Yeah. So it's just funny to me, because I think that's like a realistic thing that everybody has, that one thing. Like my thing is brownies. Heather, your thing is just cooking in general, but most people just have like, oh, no, but I can make this one thing and it's going to blow your mind. So I felt like it was realistic. It was funny. And him stirring it with the stick from the sink was gross, but cracked me up.
Yeah, that was I don't think we've ever had food as the honey roast.
I don't think so
was cool. You broke new ground.
The bear in this episode was easy to find.
I know.
Okay, hold on, Heads. Joe, did you catch it?
In this episode?
Yeah.
No.
Heather, go ahead then.
It's when Fawn Moscato says, this tastes like the inside of a bear.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah. And that's a good, I got so excited when I heard that.
I wouldn't have even noticed, except for it was at the end of the episode. So I was reaching the end of my note page and I was like, ha ha, bear, got it. All right, that brings us to discussion questions, because the gang was all in one place. We were able to move through a little faster than usual. Joe, did you come with a discussion question?
Well, you know, Coach said, I didn't get her number. She gave me her email. And I don't think I've ever gotten another form of communication besides a phone number. So have you guys ever given or had a form of communication? I guess kids today only do their Snapchats. Yeah, but I don't know why he said, oh, let me give my email instead. I don't even think kids know what email is.
Well, we talked about that a little two episodes ago when she gave him the email. I thought it was super odd, but Heather didn't think so. She thought it was okay for the time, but I always think we think this happened a long time ago and it didn't. It was not that many years ago New Girl was on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Heather, have you ever gotten someone's email instead of their phone number?
Not gotten, but given.
Oh, so that you didn't have to give them your number?
Yeah, so I'd like, here's my email, back when email was big.
Nice. Okay, do you have a second question, Joe?
No, that's it.
So my question was more playing off something Heather said, which was referencing how Jess lacks, you know, paying attention to Cece's very clear boundaries or things that she asked her to do. Although I will say I saw growth in this, because at the end she did what Cece asked, which was hold her hand and ultimately not see anything. And she stays true to that the whole entire rest of the season. So
shockingly.
So I was going to point that out, but I think Heather already did. Okay, what were your discussion questions, Heves?
Mine? Okay. Okay, so we covered the fear of spiders that I had written down. And then I also wrote, does Jess need to respect Cece's space? So samesies on that. Have you ever had a fondue party? And how do you feel about fondue?
I've never even had fondue.
Fondue is used on like fancy cakes, to build cakes. It's really big on a show.
No, that's fondant.
Oh, yeah.
You literally own an ice cream store that has cakes, and you think that fondue is fondant?
I thought she was talking about the cake stuff, fondue.
That's fondant. Fondue is like a cheese sauce.
Oh. I've never had anything to do with fondue then, only fondant.
Never had anything to do with fondue.
Heather, like, have you had a fondue party?
Unfortunately, I have.
Ew.
And that was the New Year's Eve party before the one that you came to and were mm-hmm. bored at.
Mm-hmm.
So that year it was a fondue party because all the rage was fondue pots that particular Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, like, fondues were resurfacing. So I had all these fondue pots and all these different kinds of fondue, right? And then the bread for the fondue, which it was all delicious. But you forget, fondue is not filling. And fondue is not filling. And it was New Year's Eve, so a lot of heavy drinking was going on. And I think because there was no real food like meat or carbs, all my guests were super, super drunk and it was kind of out of hand.
All right, we have time for one more question if you have it, Heves, but no big deal if you don't.
Hold on. Well, we kind of answered it. I said, do you have a special sauce? But I mean, meaning like a special recipe.
Oh yeah, mine's brownies, Joe's is tri-tip or chicken.
Although yours could be coffee cake. That was on point.
All right, then that pretty much wraps up.
Fine. Yeah, that's, I'm done.
Okay, that pretty much wraps up the episode. Then we'll see you next week for the Walk of Shame episode, which I'm very excited about because it's one of my favorite episodes. And I mean, no spoiler alerts here because we've all seen it, but Bear Claw is back and I applaud whoever had the idea to bring him back. Excellent taste.
That's the banger for next week.
Right. Okay. We hope you guys have a good week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye. Bye.